granola, skin cream, and bottled drinks, all laced with marijuana. They could be available to qualified medical patients in Massachusetts come spring, when the state's first medical marijuana dispensary is scheduled to open. For a preview of the experience, WBUR's Martha Biebinger went to Colorado to visit a dispensary in one of the Colorado counties that permits marijuana only for medical use.
They have apple pie, tea, chocolate mints, and caramel macchiato, all kinds of different flavors.
Cami Hall sorts bottles of marijuana-infused tea before moving them to a refrigerator on the shelf below the marijuana chocolates, butter, pizza, brownies, lemon bars, and cookies.
Yes, there are many, many ways to ingest. We do the lotions and salves. We also do a product which is one of my favorites, Snoopy Snacks. It is a product for dogs.
Hall says the marijuana in these dog treats stopped her boxer's seizures last year. Hall is the chief financial officer at Tricome Health Consultants, a medical marijuana dispensary in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Would you mind helping him out?
She asks a coworker to check on a customer who has just walked through Tricome's front door into a comfortable but not fancy waiting room. Customers must show a medical marijuana patient registration card before they are buzzed into the sales room. It's lined with shelves of marijuana products they can eat, use on their skin, lips, and hair, or inhale.
Everything is 100% grown in our certified gardens.
Each jar, plastic bottle, or wrapper has a label that spells out which cannabinoids, the chemical compounds in marijuana, are in each product. Each product can be traced to a specific plant. The best value in the room might be those $16 bottles of tea.
They're high milligram dosage for a lesser amount of money, and that's what we care about. Is the more the patients can get for their money is, we try to do it for as little as possible.
Health insurance does not cover marijuana in Colorado or Massachusetts, and the cost of treating pain or other ailments with the drug can add up.
Yeah, you want a bag?
Hall drops a small green plastic canister with a childproof top into a bag for Kevin Bailey, who spends $600 to $700 a week on marijuana. Today, he's buying a strain called Sour Diesel, which goes for $175 an ounce. Prices vary based on the product and potency.
That's premium. That's grade A.
Bailey gestures towards glass, cookie-style jars filled with grade B, or lower-strength marijuana buds, at the end of the counter.
Depending on what kind of potency that you need. For different people, some of these lower potencies aren't good enough for them.
Bailey uses marijuana to relieve the pain of migraine headaches. He had a deep cut in his head as a child and has been prescribed various pain medications over the years.
This, for me, is best for me. You know what I mean? Some people might feel like prescription pain pills or something is good for them, but in the long run, that's poison. I feel like it's poison.
Patients generally figure out which type of marijuana works for them and the best way to take it through trial and error. Tricome founder Jay Card keeps a database of every patient, their ailment, and the strains of marijuana they've tried.
So whatever patients we had with Crohn's disease, we can go in there and see that 10 patients with Crohn's disease habitually use these types of strains because they seem to work more than other strains.
Card is not required to track patients' responses to marijuana, and there is no such requirement in Massachusetts. At the sales counter, Bailey hands over $200 and waits for his change. This is a largely cash business. A security camera in the ceiling swivels back and forth. Tricome has had trouble finding a local bank willing to do business with this industry that is illegal under federal law. The dispensary has opened accounts with and been forced out of 6 banks since it began doing business in 2008. Jay Card says he's worked hard to establish Tricome's professional image in the community and distance himself from the tie-dye t-shirt culture.
Our consultants here wear medical scrubs. They train every day on how to help people with ailments, on which strain helps them.
Card only sells marijuana to registered patients and has no plans to expand to the recreational marijuana market.
My fear is recreational is going to overcast medicinal, and the true valuable aspects of the medicinal are going to be taken away because of the people that just wanted to use it to get high.
That tension between the supporters of medical marijuana and those building the recreational pot market has not hit Massachusetts. Here, more than 2 years after voters approved a medical marijuana law, there are no dispensaries yet. The first may open, if there are no further hitches, this April or May in Salem. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.